Please join me in saying a Hail Mary in honor of our Blessed Mother and in honor of her divine Son, Jesus Christ, who was born this day. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, a children's Sunday school teacher encouraged her five-year-old to draw a picture of something from the Bible. As she wandered around the room looking at the pictures, she came to little Alice. Alice, what are you drawing? Alice said, I'm drawing God. But the teacher said, no one knows what God looks like. But without missing a beat, Alice replied, they will when I'm finished. It is because of Christmas that we know what God looks like. God became a little baby. If you want to know what our God looks like, look over in the beautiful nativity scene, in the manger, in the creche. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but might have the gift of eternal life. So if you want to look what our God looks like, look at the manger. Before Christmas, God was somewhere up there. After Christmas, God was present in Mary's arms. That's what this great mystery of Christmas is all about. It's about the incarnation, that God became man. As the Bible says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is what we're celebrating today, that our Creator became part of his creation, that the invisible God became visible. As the Bible says, no one has ever seen God, and yet we have now because of the incarnation. Why did God become a little baby? Well, the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us why God would become man. And of course, God is a God of surprises. The Jewish people had been waiting for the Messiah, but they never expected that their Messiah would actually be the Son of God, that the Messiah would be the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So God is a God of surprises. We would never expect our God to become a little baby, and yet that's what he did. The Catechism says that God became man to redeem us, to set us free from our sins, to come into this world, to grow up and to die on the cross, to rise from the dead, and to open the gates of heaven. He came into this world to establish his church, his one holy Catholic apostolic church that he founded 2,000 years ago, to give us the seven sacraments, to give us himself in the Holy Eucharist, to give us the grace to be able to get to heaven. That is why God became man. That's why we have Christmas. That's why the incarnation took place, that he could redeem the world, that he could show us how much he loved us by lying in a manger, or by dying on the cross, or by rising from the dead, and by being with us in the most blessed sacrament in Holy Communion. Notice what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. That means that Jesus was the gift of the Father. Jesus is the greatest Christmas gift. That's why we give gifts to other people, to your loved ones, family members, and friends. Even though it's not their birthday, we want to share in giving gifts to others because God gave us the greatest gift, his only begotten Son. So Jesus is the gift of the Father. And of course, what gift should we give to Jesus on his birthday? You know, we give gifts to loved ones, family members, and friends. But what gift can we give to our Lord Jesus for his birthday? And I'd recommend a couple practical suggestions. One is to pray every day. Spend a few minutes a day, maybe 5 or 10 minutes every day, and pray. Talk to God. Talk to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Read his word. Read the Bible, especially the Gospels. Go to Mass faithfully every Sunday and go to confession once a month. These are beautiful gifts that we can give to the Lord. After all, it is Jesus' birthday. We should give him a gift. And it is because of Christmas that we celebrate the greatest gift we have in our life, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me just end by reading this little Christmas story. When I was a kid growing up in Philadelphia, the priest read this every year on Christmas Eve, and it became my favorite Christmas story. It's long out of print, but it's called Santa at Bethlehem. And I'll just share this with you. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the stars were so bright. And down by the lake, you could still hear the ringing of laughter and sleigh bells and young people singing. In one little house on this wonderful eve, the children were guessing what Santa would leave. They hung up their stockings with big little eyes that shone with delight and the hope of surprise. And then Mother darkened the living room light, for this was the loveliest part of the night, when all the children would gather to sing, "Happy birthday to you, our new little king." But a shadow of sadness enveloped their joy. There were tears in the eyes of one little boy. He turned to his mother and let out a cry. "Mom, the angels were there and the shepherds came by. The way was so clear and the star was so bright. Didn't Santa Claus stop at the stable that night?" The mother was stunned. There wasn't a stir. The five little children were looking at her. They wanted to know what the answer would be. What could she tell them? How could she see? How could they see? Then she looked at the stable, the infant so sweet, and she looked at the mother who knelt at his feet. The baby was love, the joy of the living, and Mary, the essence of sharing and giving. And there was the answer. To counter her fear, what seemed inconsistent became very clear. For when before Christ was there ever a cause for any poor soul to expect Santa Claus? Yes, the infant was love and the joy of the living, and Mary, her baby, was sharing and giving. And Santa was there, a gift from above, invisible symbol of giving and love. There was joy in her heart as she wiped off her tear, and her words overflowed with a genuine cheer, for now she was sure that her answer was right. Of course Santa came to the stable that night, and oh, with what joy did the children receive the story she told of the first Christmas Eve. It was the night before Christmas, a long time ago, away to the north in the land of the snow. A toy maker ended his work for the day and went to the snowport to check on his sleigh. He fed all the deer in the reindeer corral and whispered, "I think I am finished for now." As Santa went home to get ready for bed, he fingered his beard and he quietly said, "The world is so silent, the wind is so light. A feeling of wonder is filling this night." Now back at the toy shop, the hardworking elves were busy arranging the toys on the shelves, and one little elf with a gleam in his eyes revealed to the others a lovely surprise. "I asked Santa, who were the girls and the boys for whom he had made all these beautiful toys?" And Santa replied as he stood there and smiled, "I made all these toys, for one little child." When darkness had fallen and Santa slept sound and only the small little elves were around, the toys in the workshops came down from the shelves and had the most wonderful time for themselves. And as they were frolicking late in the night, they suddenly noticed a beautiful light. And then they recalled with excitement and joy what Santa Claus said when he finished each toy. "I fashioned you into a wonderful thing, for someday you will be my gift for a king." When Santa Claus saw the remarkable light, he knew that tonight was that glorious night. At last, after all the years he had waited, the infant was born as the Bible had stated. So quickly he called every helper and aide to pack all the toys he had carefully made, the clowns and the balls and the musical trains, the rockets and boats and the passenger planes, the puzzles and crayons and coloring sets, a bike and a wagon and little toy pets. He bundled them up to the top of the sleigh, and led by the star, he began on his way. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the star was so bright. Quiet and calm over Bethlehem lay. Silence had replaced the noise of the day. High on a hillside, the angels were singing of peace and of love that the Christ child was bringing. And there in a manger, the infant was sleeping, and Mary and Joseph a vigil were keeping. A vigil of love, adoration, and prayer for Jesus, whom God had placed in their care. And late in the night, by the light from above, Santa Claus came with a heart full of love. He gazed at the infant, the dear little Lord, and kneeling, he silently prayed and adored. Then Santa arose, and without any noise, he brought to Our Lady all the beautiful toys. He set them in front of her one after one and told them he had made them all for her son. And they sang. When Our Lady beheld the surprise, she whispered to Santa with tears in her eyes, "I thank you for what you have given my son. Your present is truly a wonderful one, and this above all is the most beautiful part, the love that is fostered for him in your heart. But you know that my son will be like other boys. He couldn't possibly use all of these toys. So each Christmas Eve, as if by the star, I'd like you to travel both near and afar to visit all children as jingle bells ring in honor of Jesus, our new little king. And spread all your love and your spirit of giving so others may share in the joy of the living. And oh, Santa, take all of these wonderful toys and give them with love to the girls and the boys. For that which you do for some other one is counted as if it were done for my son." Then sweetly she patted the toys with her hand and picked for her baby a little white lamb.